It used to be conventional wisdom among medical and scientific professionals that young children couldn't recall abuse or neglect they had witnessed or endured. But the documentary Resilience explodes that myth.
Kids are young, they're very resilient, they don't know what's going on, they won't remember anyway. Well, the child may not remember, but the body remembers.
In fact, trauma is common, as the documentary shows. Resilience is about the impact of what's called adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, on a person's physical and mental health. In the late 1990s, Dr. Robert Anda was involved with the first surveys to ask patients about emotional, physical, or sexual abuse, the loss of a parent, or having been exposed to hunger or violence.
28% had been physically abused. 27% grew up with substance abuse in their homes. 13% witnessed their mothers being physically abused. 1 in 5 had been sexually abused. I was the first person to see this data. I was in my study. I had the software on my computer. I saw this and I wept.
According to the Harvard University Center on the Developing Child, more than two-thirds of the population report experiencing one adverse childhood experience, and nearly a quarter have experienced three or more. The more ACEs you've experienced, the greater your risk of poor outcomes later in life, including severely increased risk of heart disease, obesity, diabetes, depression, addiction, smoking, poor academic achievement, missed work, and early death. Chris Lawley is the executive director of Prevent Child Abuse Florida.
We tend to divide health into mental health and physical health, but the truth is they're not divided. They're one.
The stress of childhood trauma, like regularly being hit or belittled, can physically harm the body and brain. As Resilience shows, the study of how ACEs affect health began in an obesity clinic in San Diego, where Dr. Vincent Felitti was shocked that half his patients were dropping out of the program, despite their success at losing weight. Then he learned 55% of them had been sexually abused as children.
And I vividly remember thinking, this can't be true. People would know. Somebody would have told me. Wasn't that what medical school was for?
Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris was just as shocked to learn that life expectancy could vary by 11 years depending on the San Francisco neighborhood where one was born.
When you look at adverse childhood experiences, they're actually a stronger predictor of risk of ischemic heart disease than any of the traditional risk factors. When you think about high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or even smoking.
Say, that's great!
And yet, I was never trained on this in one day in medical school.
Today we know more about the damage caused by ACEs. As Chris Lawley says, healers tend more often to ask, "What happened to you?" instead of, "What's wrong with you?" And Florida is the first state to show resilience, just as the state marks the one-year anniversary of the Parkland shootings. Lawley hopes the documentary will help build more resilience statewide.
The involvement by the families and students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas, this movement, the Adverse Childhood Experiences study, and the resulting knowledge scientifically that prevention actually helps and saves lives and dollars and prevents injuries can only serve us well as we move into the future.
The Centers for Disease Control estimates depression alone to cause 200 million lost workdays each year, at a cost to employers of $17 to $44 million. Yet, as Resilience points out, of the $3 trillion spent annually in the U.S. on health care, just 5% goes to prevention. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Margie Menzel.